know what you're talking about.
Who's he talking
to? Why are you talking to me?
How does he make his
voice? You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about!
Talking is what we're talking about. It's Jock Gibberish, 845 every weekday, right here on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ, and it's sponsored by Fairbury Furniture. We appreciate their support, and I appreciate Cynthia being here. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are going to talk about one of our favorite topics this morning.
Yes.
And that is food. There is yet another survey out about food. Makes me happy.
Yes.
We're obsessed with it. In this country, we love food. We eat a lot of it. Compared to some other countries, each meal is what, you know, people in other countries consume in an entire day. And I say, what is wrong with you? You need to eat more. Didn't you listen to your mom? Clean your plate and eat more.
Yes.
That's how I approach it anyway. And maybe my mom never said that, but that's how I remember it. You know, I've got a manufactured memory of, no, mom told me.
Right.
Three big meals a day and bunch of snacks. That's exactly what she said, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, Mom, I'm not blaming it on you. I'm not throwing Mom under the bus today, but I am talking about a survey by Ranker.com, and they decided that they were going to ask people to answer this question. If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? And we've got the top 10 answers. And number 10 is not really a surprise. Mac and cheese.
Yay.
Now, I'll be honest with you. I like mac and cheese,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if I could make it the only thing I could eat for the rest of my life.
Right. I mean, it is good. And I remember on a past Jock Gibberish we did probably about a year ago, that's one of the top comfort foods, too. So this totally makes sense.
And I suppose if you do the fancy Food Network mac and cheese kind of things where you put a bunch of extra ingredients in there, but if you're just going to open up the box, dump it in the pot. I don't know if I could live on that forever or not.
Yeah, do different variations every day because you can always add chicken to it. You can add vegetables to it. So you could live off of it because it'd be different every day, but the same thing.
But is that but is that mac and cheese?
I'll call it that.
Or is that pasta, cheese, and broccoli casserole or something, you know?
Close enough.
Mac and close enough. There you go. Chinese food is on the list, and this is, you know, even the people at Ranker point out the fact that, you know, Chinese food is a whole cuisine.
Right.
That's not one thing. So, yes, you could, well, I mean, the Chinese have demonstrated, yes, you could live on Chinese food every day.
Obviously, yes.
Kind of what they eat in China, but that's just, I don't know. I can't buy that one. That's too broad.
Right. But what is your favorite dish of Chinese cuisine?
I am very traditional, you know, pepper steak.
Yeah.
I love pepper steak.
Yeah.
I just think that is absolutely good eating. And I'll stay with that. And broccoli, beef, any of those things where it's mm-hmm. just a good solid beef and a vegetable, I can pretty much go with it. You know?
I'm the sweet and sour chicken type, although I really do love the main fun, the little tiny skinny noodles.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh, those are so good.
The Chinese also make great soups. I like egg drop soup and some of the other things you can get. Miso soup, I don't know if that's Chinese or not. That might be Japanese. But it's all good. But again, doesn't really fit here.
Mm-hmm.
That's like saying I'll only eat McDonald's for the rest of my life. Well, that's a lot of different kinds of food. That's a menu, not just a food, you know. Number 8 is, in fact, a food, grilled cheese.
Yes.
People say they could live on grilled cheese.
And that you can make a lot of variations to that, too, because a lot of people add ham to it or whatever, you know.
It's true. So. But that's a grilled ham and cheese.
Right. I know.
Did we talk about this? Or maybe I talked with Kat about it. But you get into trouble with grilled cheese because some people don't grill their grilled cheese. They make, like, cheese sandwiches on toast and call it grilled cheese. It's like, no, it has to be grilled.
Right.
Guys. That's the whole thing about calling it
grilled
cheese.
Toasted cheese or whatever. I remember you guys did that one not all that long ago, really.
Yeah.
I remember listening to it, and I was like, oh, no.
And then there's the big question of, you know, some people use Velveeta. I don't. I prefer the good old-fashioned American cheese.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know if American cheese is old-fashioned, but it tastes great on a grilled cheese sandwich.
Right?
If you grill it.
Right.
That's the answer.
If you grill it, they will
you
come.
Put butter on it. Have you ever done this thing where some people say instead of putting butter on a grilled sandwich, you can put mayonnaise on a grilled sandwich?
Oh, no.
Yeah. It actually works out okay.
Oh, I'm sure, but Wow. I can't wrap my mouth around that one right now because the taste buds aren't going to work for me.
I was just looking at the internet one day and somebody said, don't use butter. Use non-fat mayonnaise. And I happen to have some. And it worked fine. Because, you know, it's oil. So it's just like anything else.
I'll take your word for that one, Todd.
You don't like mayonnaise?
Oh, I do, but no.
It doesn't taste like mayonnaise.
Okay.
Once you grill it, the mayonnaise taste disappears. So.
Oh, good.
You know what's good? Hmm. And I've talked about this on the air before, too. My magic secret for grilled cheese sandwiches.
What?
Take some green salsa. I love green salsa. Salsa verde, if you prefer. Take two slices of cheese. Put the salsa verde in between the slices of cheese and then make a grilled cheese sandwich out of that.
See?
And that's good.
That's one of the variations we could use for daily consumption.
I think that's grilled cheese with salsa verde. So I don't know. But no, grilled cheese sandwiches. People say they could live on them. I don't think I could live on them, but I sure like them.
Yeah.
Number seven, French fries.
I could eat them every day, but I don't think I could live on them.
Yeah. But this is, if you could eat only one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's a side. That's not
French
an actual
fries.
Meal
that's
for
true.
You, you know?
It's true. I don't know. I used to go to a particular all-night restaurant. It's a chain. It's called Denny's. I'll just go ahead and say it. Denny's used to make a dish called red eyes and chili fries. And maybe they brought them back. For a time, they got rid of it. But it's just a big basket of French fries with a big old scoop of chili dumped in the middle of it.
Wow.
Late at night, absolutely delicious.
Well, I guess then we could use the same rule for this one. There are very many, many variations of French fries.
That's true. Or you could make poutine. Call it French fries. You know.
Oh, yeah. That's the Canadian.
The Canadian
yes,
thing.
I remember now.
You put cheese in. I forget what else.
There's
you put
a lot
on.
Of stuff in there.
Look it up on the internet if you're curious. It's called poutine. They like it up north. Fried chicken is number six. Now, of course, yes, you could eat fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
It'd
definitely.
Get kind of boring after a while.
Meh.
But a good fried chicken is good. Mm-hmm. So there you go. That's number six. And by the way, if you missed the start, Ranker.com has listed the top answers to this question. If you could eat only one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? And fried chicken was number six. Bacon is number five.
Yes. I love bacon.
Well, I'm with you, though. Bacon is an accent, though. I don't know if I
right.
could eat it constantly. But it's good.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no question.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry so many pigs have to give their lives so that we can eat bacon. But that's the way it works.
Right.
If we could manufacture it, we'd try it. Maybe we have tried it. But
have you ever tried turkey bacon?
I have had turkey bacon.
I love turkey bacon.
It just doesn't fry up like pork bacon, though.
Right.
So I don't know.
It's all good, though.
Don't take the fat out of bacon. That's what it's about, you know. Spaghetti is number four on the list. And again, like we've been talking about, a fairly broad category.
Yeah, I think my daughter has eaten this her entire life because that's her favorite thing to eat.
Spaghetti, of course, is kind of pasta, and then you can make any kind of sauce you want and put on top of it. So
yeah.
You could get a little crazy with the spaghetti, but there's no question. It is a staple in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know how it got here, but people tried it. They said it's convenient. It tastes good. You can get a box of pasta. Yeah, you forget about the box of pasta in the cupboard. 3 years later, you can still
right.
eat it. It's not a problem.
Yeah.
Ice cream is number three. Now, this is where it gets a little crazy. This is fantasy land because, you're only going to eat ice cream for the rest of your life. I don't know.
I bet somebody will make it their personal mission to make this happen now.
I guess they can try it. They're grown adults. They can do what they want to do, but I don't know. Every once in a while, you're going to want something warm, aren't you?
Well, I mean, yeah.
You can make ice cream soup, I guess.
Yeah, hey, there you go. Ooh, that sounds good. No.
Yeah, I don't know. Can't make a diet of that,
folks. I'll pass.
Number two. This kind of connects to fried chicken, but number two is steak.
I don't eat steak, so I'll skip my...
How can you not eat steak? You call yourself an American.
Yeah, I know. I just don't like it.
You're
now
on the Russian hotline with Jared Kushner.
Now, the big thing about how to prepare red meats is to leave them very, very red. And the thought of even eating meat that was still that red just makes me gag. I can't do it.
You don't have to do that.
Ugh.
Where it's just pink in the middle.
No, you know? Not even. I can't.
Medium rare. Just that's wonderful stuff. And my problem with steak, beef is expensive as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Pork and chicken are too much cheaper, and I'm cheap myself. So I sort of have an affinity with the cheap meats.
Yeah.
But a good steak can be really good. The problem I have with steak is that if you don't have somebody that knows what they're doing, cooking it, and that would not be me, it can really be kind of a trying experience. So. But steak was number two on the list. So people like it. People are going to eat it. And number one on the list.
Drum roll.
Yeah, we should have a drum roll. And it's not too hard to figure out that a lot of people like pizza.
Da, 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 da.
Once again, though, people cheated because pizza is a category of food, not just a kind of food, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, you can make it a million different ways, so that would make it a little easier to have that as your meal every single day.
I guess that's what they're thinking. Yes, you could put, you know, all kinds of cheeses on top of your pizza. You can put all kinds of sauces, all kinds of vegetables, all kinds of meats.
You can have even have fruits on them now. Have you ever had a pineapple,
like
a Hawaiian pizza?
Ham and pineapple, sure.
That was the most ridiculous sounding thing in the world when I was in college. And the guy I was dating was like, I'm bringing pizza. And he brought that. And I just looked at it, oh, gross. And he's like, no, seriously. Take a bite of it. And I was like, okay, that's cool. Yeah, it was good.
Because when you cook it, I watch a lot of Food Network in my constant attachment to my easy chair. And it caramelizes the sugars. So it tastes different.
Yeah.
You know? A lot of people hate Hawaiian pizza, though. So
it's not on the top of my list, but it wasn't as gross as I expected it to be, you know?
I once shared a townhouse. I lived in the basement of a townhouse, and my sister had a roommate, and the two of them had the upper floors. And we would occasionally get pizza, and this other woman would always say, the only things I like on a pizza are ham and cheese. And I said, if you want ham and cheese, make a sandwich.
Right.
We're ordering a pizza. She wasn't too fond of me. I was 19. What did I know? But still, to this day, if I'm going to have a cheese pizza, that's fine.
Right.
But you got to have more on there than just – if you're going to say I'm going to have a pizza, it's got to be more than just ham and cheese. But not everybody agrees. So to each his or her own.
Right.
Because ultimately, what is a pizza but an open-faced sandwich, really?
Mm-hmm.
We've kind of glamorized it, but ultimately –
it's all good, though.
It's a piece of bread with stuff on it. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go. Those are the top 10. Absolutely nothing healthy came onto the list until apples made it at number 33.
I could see that. I love bananas, too. I wonder where they ranked.
I have no idea. Ranker.com is where you can find the entire list of the top 100. Cheeseburgers just missed the top 10. They were number 11. Nachos were number 12. Pancakes are number 16. You don't have to make unhealthy pancakes, so that could qualify as a reasonably healthy choice. Donuts were number 19, chocolate at number 26, and like I say, the only kind of fresh, natural thing is apples at number 33. So there you go.
And now we're hungry again.
Well, that's the way it goes. I am not going to relegate myself to any one thing for the rest of my life, so I will figure out something to satisfy my hunger.
Sounds good.
And I think Cynthia's going to do the same thing because she's trying to leave already. We hope you do the same. Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ is sponsored by a store that will not sell you food, but they will sell you the furniture you can use to eat the food on. Fairbury Furniture is our sponsor. This is Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.